CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Sylvie Fallows with us again from Community Aid, and she's going to be talking to us today about Meals on Wheels. So welcome, Sylvie.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
Well, we appreciate the support, that's for sure.
Good. Meals on Wheels, quite popular in the region, so tell us about it.
Meals on Wheels is such an essential service for seniors to allow them to stay at home with a good quality of life. Mm-hmm. We feel that, good nutrition is part. The research do show that good nutrition is an essential part of maintaining your autonomy. So being properly fed and feeding yourself, allowing yourself to be nourished is a plus in everybody's life, that's for sure.
It is very important, because I think people living alone, they have a tendency to just maybe eat some toast or something like that. They don't feel like making a big meal for themselves.
No, because they've been used to cooking for their family or things like that. So cooking for one person makes it a bit less interesting, and it's like, oh, it's just me, so I'll just do something quick.
Exactly.
So at least this way, when they do get Meals on Wheels, people tell us it's more than just the meal. It's also the human contact that you get with the volunteer who delivers. It's somebody who says hello to you or asks you how you are today. It makes such a difference in a senior's life, that's for sure, and people tell us about it. It's rewarding for the volunteers also to see the smiles and everything, but it offers people a chance to have a well-balanced meal.
Exactly, and have a little bit of company. Gives them an incentive to maybe dress up a little bit more. And
that's right. They know company's coming, so.
Which is all positive.
Yes, definitely.
So how does the Meals on Wheels work?
Under Community Aid's umbrella, we have three Meals on Wheels program. We have the one here in Lennoxville, 3 days a week. Waterville, 2 days a week. And North Attleigh, 2 days a week.
Okay.
And basically people just simply call the office and tell us that they would like to start Meals on Wheels. We verify with them what the frequency they would like to receive the meals. And also if they have any dietary restrictions, we will do that. If they're diabetics, we can accommodate their needs there. Or if they have specific restrictions, we'll also try to meet those needs. So it's not a problem. And then they can start the next day, as soon as the next day, sometimes even the day of, if they're just home from the hospital needing a little help to get themselves back on track or whatever. It's and people can take the meals 3 days a week. They can choose two or one of the days. And also they can start at any time, and as I say, for any length of time. They if they want to take it on a permanent basis, that's great. If they are just recuperating and it's for convalescing period, that's fine too. So we're quite open, and so basically that's how you sign up. It's as simple as that.
That is simple and very fast too. So you cover Lennoxville, Waterville, and North Attleigh.
Yes.
Okay.
We have three different kitchens, one in each one of the municipalities. Yes.
Okay, that's great. And I've heard from people that the meals are excellent, they're home cooked, and there's certainly plenty of food in the meal. So a lot of people maybe take the soup, like you said, and the salad, and use that with their supper with a little sandwich or something.
Yes,
too.
Or for the next day, whatever they would like to use it as. And it's always, as you said, a homemade meal, so the desserts are made right there on site, and we try to bring variety to the menu, and also a chance for some people to have meals that they wouldn't necessarily cook for themselves, because it requires larger quantities,
a little bit more time consuming.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Excellent. So you said in Quebec the Meals on Wheels program has been going for 12 years, and how many years has it been going around here?
Actually, the provincial committee has been around for 12 years, but Meals on Wheels has been around in since 1947.
Wow!
So in the United Kingdom, and then it came to Canada in 1966. which is kind of interesting. And Community Aid has been offering the Meals on Wheels for very since the beginning, so for a little over 35 years now.
Amazing, and it's made such a difference in people's lives.
Yes, it's really allowing people to be able to maintain a quality of life, as I said before, and allow them to stay at home. And it's also reassuring for the family members that are not necessarily living close by, so they know that you know, there's a healthy meal being coming, you know, that they'll be receiving a healthy meal, and also the fact that somebody is coming to the door to verify also, well, they're not there to verify, far from it, but also if there's anything that's not right or anything, they will bring it up to our attention and we'll contact family members. So
that's important. Yes. That's very important too. Good.
Definitely.
So a lot of people, a lot of volunteers.
Yes, we're on a continual recruiting of volunteers. people do it, couples together, they do it by themselves. We have people that do it, two friends together. One does one floor. If it's an apartment building, the other one will do the top floor. We also have students from the university and the college who wish to get involved in their community, and they'll come in, and even though they don't have a car, they can help out delivering the meals. And we also need volunteers to help in the kitchen, because there's a main cook, but there's an assistant cook in Lennoxville here, but there's always volunteers to come and help also in the kitchen in the preparation of the meals.
Okay, a lot of volunteers.
Yes,
definitely needed. And are you still you're looking for the volunteers?
Oh yes, we're always people move on. Students graduate and move on. They go home for, and some people, some of our volunteers go south for the winter or go away for the summer. So there's always, you know, a need for new volunteers. That's for sure.
Okay, and you manage this no matter what season, summer, winter.
That's no break.
Okay,
and we're quite open to people's availability. So
nice. Okay, so if somebody can only do it maybe once a week instead of three times, that's fine.
It's perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good. Now, if somebody is interested and they want to get in touch, maybe volunteer, is there a number?
It's directly at Community Aid at 819-821-4779.
Okay. And do you have an email or?
Yes, it's at AIDECOMM at abacom.com.
Okay.
And that's right. Basically, just to get back to the meals themselves, they do provide we provide a variety of recipes. It's a four-course meal. We have salad, main course, and dessert. It's a chance to stay at home a bit longer for people. It's peace of mind, too, for themselves. They know if something's not going quite right, they can they know someone will be coming, and again, it's a friendly conversation.
It's very nice. And you don't necessarily need to have a car. You can help in the kitchen or some other aspect,
or help other we'll pair you up with another volunteer who has a car. So yes, we're open to, and if as I say, seniors are this is for them, so hopefully they'll make use. We have room to grow. There's always room to grow. So
I like that, room to grow. Now, is there a specific age that you need to be to start receiving Meals on Wheels?
We say basically 65 and over. Loss of autonomy to a certain extent is, but it's not a must. We also have people who have a geriatric profile who may not be 65, but they can have access to the meals, and also people who are convalescing.
Right.
Let's say if it's after maybe a hip surgery or any type of surgery, even though they're not 65, they may come on for the convalescence period.
Good. And so that makes a big difference in their recuperation too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good. Definitely. Excellent. Okay.
So, well, as I said, we get very positive comments from the clients. They really do appreciate the volunteers. They appreciate the meals, and they appreciate the presence of the volunteers. And for some, it's variable, very useful, because I'm not able to cook for myself anymore. I enjoy the meals in this winter, you know. I was just out of the hospital, that kind of thing. Also, I get meals that I wouldn't necessarily cook for myself, and also the fact that volunteers are there, they, you know, it they're always delivered with a smile, they'll tell us that kind
That's
of thing.
That's nice.
So,
that
yes,
makes
it
such
is.
a difference.
And someone even said, and I love the meals, they're a balanced meal, plus I don't have to do dishes, so I kind of like that one.
That's true, too. That is true. That makes a big difference,
yes.
too, because,
yeah.
You know, perhaps somebody's not feeling well as
That's
they
right.
get older, they have arthritis, and the cleanup is a big effort for them sometimes.
And also preparing some vegetables, it's difficult if you have some limitations or peeling turnips or carrots or other kinds of vegetables, it may not be that easy. So this is helpful in that sense.
Good. And the price of the meals for the seniors?
They are still at $5.
Wow,
yes.
$5.
Yes.
You couldn't buy the ingredients to make a meal
well,
for that.
Well, because of the large,
cooking
large quantity
in bulk.
That
well,
there's our cook. Both our cooks do a very good job at managing their budget and through donations from the public that we receive also helps out. So
good.
And also the clients pay the $5, so it helps to cover some of the costs.
It does. That's
yes.
really nice.
Yes.
So an excellent meal, a home cooked meal for $5. That's such a bargain and makes such a difference in the person's life.
Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent.
Good.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think we've covered the main aspect. People, if they're interested, even though they just want to try it, they can do that. They don't have to sign up permanently. They can give it a try. We also have people who give it as a gift to their parents.
Nice. That is a nice gift.
It's a change from the traditional box of chocolates or, at one point we don't know really what to give them anymore, but at least this way we know it's going to make a difference in their life.
Well, that's an excellent gift idea.
Yep.
It really
we
is because it's something that goes on and a surprise every day too.
Exactly.
What's in the meal? Well, thank
Great.
You very much, Sylvie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.